Bokke tov. Good morning.
Okay. So.
So just trying to see where we left off. Not exactly sure exactly, because I was in a different safe last week. I know more or less where we're holding. Somewhere around about Gimel. We started
Yes,
talking
we
last.
spoke about the form,
Yeah,
form
Tzura
and
and
so on.
Fome, about the Tzura and the Fome. So we're going to carry on with that. Yeah, that's kind of where I think we got up to. Might have missed out a little piece earlier,
We
but
don't
anyway,
see
yeah.
you. We
You
don't
don't
see
see
you.
me?
It's correct. Ah,
Oh, there
yes.
we go.
Ah,
Sorry.
yes. Okay.
I just wanted to say, I listened to the whole breath this year. It was poignant and right on the money. Sorry,
But
I didn't hear what you said.
I listened to the full breath this year. It was poignant, right on the money, and timely.
Go, Godel. Okay, that was just the Hagdama. I ran out of time and I was a bit muddled. There's so much more there. Okay, Mr. Schimmel, we'll carry it on. Thank you. I
That'd be
appreciate the
great.
input. I appreciate the input. Thank you. Okay. We'll go over a little bit of what we did last week, and we'll take it a bit more forward. We'll see that it's got there's a lot of work to be done here. It's a very nice idea, but it obligates a lot of work. We can't just walk through life oblivious. There's actually machaves a lot of work, but the benefits were still very good. So, like Shmuel said, we spoke last week about the concept of tzura and chome. When you look at something, you look at a table, for example, he brought, you see a piece of wood. That's what its matter is. It's matter. What's its matter? Is wood. But nobody would say, what's that? You say, well, it's a piece of wood. It's a table. It has a form. It has something in it. And so a person. That's what we said. So when we're looking at things, we're seeing the thing, we're seeing the matter, but our job is to try and understand what's inside of that. If you want to put it another way, you can call it the chitzonius and the pnimius of the dover. Just the basic understanding that there's a tzura and a chome, there's a chitzonius and a pnimius, there's a piece of wood, and then there's what the piece of wood is. A piece of metal, whatever it is, Lomachne, we'll see, he'll take it, we'll get the picture clearer here. Me. After you've learned this, you ask somebody who's got a reasonably straight head, and you'll ask him, you'll show him you'll see the sun. When he shined on Mazze, and you ask him, what is that? Shemagala, he'll tell you that's a creation that reveals Kovet Shemayim. It might be a ball of fire. Maybe what you see when you look at the sun is a ball of fire. If someone asks you, what is that? You don't tell him it's a ball of fire. Same as you don't tell him it's a piece of wood when he points to a table. You tell him what it is. So what is the sun? The sun is a creation that's Megala Kovet Shemayim. The Shemayim Mesaprim Kel. Himemezua Chunoso, if it's Chunoso, Amiti Shel HaShemes. Because that's really the purpose and the Tzura. Genuine, the true tzura of the Shemesh. And that's the most basic definition that someone whose seichel is very, very straight will come to that conclusion. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw ba'aspeklaria. He saw with clear vision, with nothing interfering. So at one level, let's talk about the clarity he had in his nevuah. All the other Nevi'im who didn't see Bas Beklar Mira, their nevuah came in different types of forms, imageries, and they had to interpret that to work out what was going on. That's what makes learning Navi so difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. He saw it the way it was. So for sure, Bas Beklar Mira is a getter of what his nevuah was. But there's something else here. Elishaya Roy, kol chefetz v'chefetz sheba'olam v'aspekali ha'meira. He saw everything in the world, Bas Beklarimira, everything, not just Hashem, not just his Nevuah. He saw things with a clear light, simple. It's always simple. When it's simple, it's that, then you know you're hitting the truth. Everything in the world, when he saw it, what did he see? He saw to the essence of it. What's the essence of everything in the world? The gilu of Kovod Shemayim. And nothing else. Not that the Bria that he was looking at taught him Kovod Shemayim. The sun's not teaching you Kovod Shemayim. The sun is a gilu of Kovod Shemayim. That's its essence. That's its reality. When somebody asks you, what's that? You tell him, that's the sun. He tells you, what is it? It's like a ball of fire, you know, that warms up the earth. That's like when somebody points to a car and says, what's that? You tell him, it's a bundle of metal. You tell him, it's a bundle of metal. Yeah, guys just bought a fancy new car, spent 250,000 shekels on a new car. He says to me, what's that? You tell him, it's a gush of barzel. Very upset with you, you know. It's where's the Adam Kagus Bossa? But Thomas, you ask who's that over there? And he tells you, yeah, that's a bag of flesh and blood. That's what a person is. We bleed right as a neshama, dear boy. Well, that's the neshama. And that's Mishu Yeres a Chofetz Chaim. Take for example, you see the Chofetz Chaim. But Tishalo Maze, you ask him, you point at the Chofetz Chaim and you say, what's that? He'll tell you that's 40 kilos of blood and bones. Is that sheker? That's called sheker? It's not sheker, that's what it is. Well, you've missed the whole point. You're not seeing what you see. Such blindness, such idiocy. You see a table, you say, that's wood. It's got a neshama. It's got a tzura. Again, I don't want to translate tzura as shape. It's not just the shape. It's the inner meaning of the thing. It's the neshama of the thing. The essence of a human being is defined by his neshama, by his nefesh, not by his goof. Nobody believes that a human being is a bag of blood and bones. That's not what he is. He's a steak. That's what a human being is. I mean, out there, that's how they behave. Well, even when someone's got a drip of seichel, understands that a human being is not a body. He's not a body. That's not what defines him. He has a body, for sure. Well, that's not who the person is. Kach ha-nefesh ha-mitzi shel kol, shekamo shemusa ha-mitzi shel ha-odem, nikva lidei nafshe, v'lo yadei kufwe. The nefesh amitis of everything you see in the world is kovod shemayim. The kovod shemayim that it has in it. It's a bria yesh miayim. And it's kulu rotzen Hashem, otherwise it wouldn't be here. And it's a gilu of kovod shemayim. That's the definition of every mitzias in the world, everything in the world. The Shemayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel. They don't teach it to you. When you look at it, you see Kovod Shemayim. We're going many flame shells money at Tefillah. Because we're learning about Tefillah now. We're not learning Shara Bechina. We're learning Sharim Betefillah, not Sharim Bechina. You see, the two go very much hand in hand because you Oymed Lifnei Melech. So when you Oymed Lifnei Melech, it's nice to know more about the Melech that you're standing in front of. When a person's standing in those awesome, wonderful moments of Tefillah, when a person's standing there and judging and understanding what the essence of the world is, and everything in it, that's when in Tefillah you have that opportunity. You see, with us, clarity, the truth of the world and the Metzias. What exactly is reality? Lirot Kvodeis Barach v'shvacho v'nifloisov mikol haMetzias. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his praises, his awesomeness, the kovod of Hashem. Because that's what it's all about at the end of that. It's all about kovod shamayim. It's all about malchus. It's about being megala malchus. And then he articulates with his mouth what his mind understands and sees. The essence of everything and the essence of the person himself. All it is a means, not all. I mean, Adam is more than just that, but everything in the Bria is a chetimtza. It's a way of being megala kovod shamayim in the world. Everything from the lowest creature to the highest creature, and you can see it. You have to have your head straight, because otherwise you'll look at the world and you'll see a piece of steak and you'll see a piece of stone, you'll be a piece of wood. And if you start thinking a little about where you came from, you'll come from a monkey. That's when you're not thinking. But if you learn how to think properly and you learn how to look at the world properly with a little bit of thought, you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You see Gilukovich Shemaim in everything. Everything. Remember, we started off saying that pilul, this loshen, which is the etzem loshen of tila, was made up of two parts. One of the parts was mishpat. There's a simple chant of pilul means to pray, to daven. But pilul is also loshen mishpat, plili, an avera plili, is like a criminal event. The word pilul has built in it is this concept of mishpat. We spoke about that right in the beginning. So now when a person's standing in these moments of tefillah, he's in touch with reality and understanding that tefillah is called mishpat. Why? All the avodah shebelev, kol metzias shel bekosha, all the avodah shebelev, and all the reality of bekosha, of requests, or shevach, or praises, or shah chelke tefillah, hem be'ikah pri ha-koros ha-emes la-mitoy. That's the fruit that's born out of recognizing emes. Emes is mishpat, yeah? Emes is where you see emes the way it is, without any clouds, without any emotional input, you just see the emes the way it is. So tila, which is oimed lifnei ha-melech, which is seeing reality the way reality is an outcropping. The bakasha, the praise, the feelings of closeness, that comes out of emes, realizing emes, and that's the aspect of mishpat that's in pilul. Mishpat means to judge properly, to look at the facts that you have and come to the correct conclusions. Correct conclusions is a kol mishamayim. I've spoken about it once before. There's when you look at the world, and you look at the world, you see diversification, untold diversification. Yeah? Myriads of different things. And you could come to think that each thing just exists in and of itself. You look at the stars, you look at the sky, You see diversity. That's Eile. Whenever you'll see Avodah Zorah in the Torah, you'll see the word Eile. Eile is always in the plural. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. By the Chet HaEgel. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Why is Eile Elohecha Yisrael? There was just one Chet HaEgel. To the best of my knowledge, there was only one Egel. Yeah? There's only one Egel. So why do we say Eile Elohecha Yisrael? Okay, it's a long story. Well, the bottom line is when we see Eile, you see Avodah Zorah. Why? Because you're seeing the diversity and you're not putting it together. Klal Yisrael says, Ze keili v'anveyu. Klal Yisrael, when they're exposed to the entire universal experience with all its diversity and different parts, what do they say? Ze keili. They see the unification force of it. There's a big share of this, but there's just one thing that's very beautiful. The Navi says, Su'enai memoro, the look at the sky, cross your eyes heavenward, and look at the diversity of the sky. There's some diversity there, yeah? Untold diversity there. And what are you supposed to do when you see that? You're supposed to say, Mi bore eile. You're supposed to ask the question. There's an eile there. There's a diversity there, and people came to worship that diversity. The original of Avodah Zorah was worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars. That was the original aura. Eile. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say, Mi bara eile. When you put the me with the eile, you know what you get? Elokim. When you see the Ale, when you see the diversity, and you put the me there, then you get Elohim, then you unify, you understand that all that is just one unifying force. And it has to be that way, because the Gilu of Kovet Shamayim, the ultimate Gilu of Kovet Shamayim, is when you have diversity. We learned this in Shabbos Malchotza. You have enormous diversity, and when the Melech comes to town, all that diversity gets unified. Yeah, if you don't have a king in the city, then everybody's just Yankel and Shmerel and Beryl. When there's a king, everybody is. You're a Bulgarian. Why are you a Bulgarian? Because there's something unifying all Bulgarians together, yeah? Bulgarians or Americans. You tell a guy, what are you? He's American. Why is he an American? He's not American. He's Shlomi. No, because there's a Malchus there that unifies all the different parts. That's the ultimate purpose of the world. And the more diversity, by the way, you have, the greater the Gilo of Kovet Shamayim, the greater the Gilo of Malchus. If you have two people and a king, so he's the king over two people. That's not so great. When you look at the diversity of this world, in the heavens, in the seas, in the stars, the big things, the little things, the subatomic particles, the entire unbelievable diversity, and you see the Amita Lamitis of that, which is, that's all just Hashem, it's all just the Gil of Kovet Shamayim, that's Malchus. That's the whole story learned about in Shabbos Malchosa. It's that thing which in and of itself isn't anything, and yet it unifies the whole thing. Me, Bora, Eile. You look at the stars and you see Eile. It's to become a Balavada Zora Chalila. No. We ask, me, Bora, Eile. Oh, then you're at Elohim. Nipla, no? Why did you kick inside that? I heard from a Miller. Okay. And that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. All our tefillah, all our closeness, all our dveikus comes from that me borein. Look at a table, you don't see a piece of wood. You understand that there's an ashama there. Like I mentioned last week, you see someone smiling at you, you feel warm and cuddly inside, not because a piece of steak twitched at you. That's not what's doing it. You feel warm and cuddly because automatically you understand there's an ashama behind that smile. That's why I said there's a lot of hard work to do here, because you can't just blonde through life aimlessly just seeing whatever you see. You actually have to, there are a lot of things that happens automatically. When you see a cute, cuddly baby, you feel warm and cuddly because you automatically understand. You see the miracle. When the child goes up and whatever, it's much harder to get warm and cuddly about it. So you have to actually work at it. When you see a piece of wood, you actually have to think about the essence of that piece of wood. And by the way, that piece of wood is more than just a table. If you knew what was going on in that piece of wood, the molecular structure and the atoms and the electrons and the one square centimeter of wood, you know how many millions and billions of things are flying around and going on in there? What am I talking about? A human being. I'm just talking about a little stone. Evan's alive, man. That Evan is moving and there's things flying around inside there at untold speeds. I mean, I don't know too much about this, but what I remember from ninth grade physics classes, I mean, there's a bubble around, you know, okay. You know, they make atom bombs, you know, like how big is an atom? It can wipe out a whole city, an atom bomb. Okay. Anyway, that's just some of the ideas here. The next tefillah, that's the shirish of this tefillah, is seeing the truth the way it is. Recognizing reality the way it is, and not the way we've been brainwashed and influenced by the world out there to see things in a Darwin Dicker kind of a way. You know, everything just happens by itself. No, to see there's a Gilo of Kovet Shamayim here. Okay, let's go a little bit further. It brings from the Gemara in Brachos. Kacha. Kashu yetzel ederech, ha-melech b'koin chotz v'tza. When you go on a journey, first consult with your creator and then go. Ma'a ha-melech b'noiche v'tza. What does it mean? Consult with your maker, your koine, before you go on the journey, and then go. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Chista, Zeh Tfilas HaDerech. The Tfilas HaDerech. I don't see anyone in Tfilas HaDerech that you're consulting with anybody. You're asking Hashem to give you a safe trip. What does this mean? So, Chazal are telling, it's a Gemara in Brochas, Chazal are telling you, when you go on a journey, before you go on a journey, first consult with your creator, say Tfilas HaDerech, then go. Which, by the way, it's not even the halacha, you say Tfilas HaDerech already when you're on the way. But you'll see, this is very interesting, I don't know if he's going to bring it here, he may. There's an Indian to say Tfilas HaDerech in Shema Koleinu. In Shmoneh Esrei, when you're davening, there's an Indian. I just heard about that recently. You say Tfilas HaDerech. I haven't put my head into it. I don't know. I could be talking. It could be nonsense. I'm just telling you what I heard. There's an Indian. Machloekas. I lost the chibid. You got this guy told me. There's an Indian who say Tfilas HaDerech in Shmoneh Esrei, and this could be it. This could be the makor. Before you go on the journey, we say Tfilas HaDerech when you're already a little bit on the way. Could be okay. So let's just see what he says here. Let's pull one again. I'm not sure where he's going here. It says like near the yesh kan rebbe is nifle b'mad enak to hagemara inyan tefilas haderech beloshen hamelech hanu liitz yaitz lekachas eitzah. The Gemara is defining or magdiring the tefilas haderech as asking advice. Before you go on a journey, ask your maker. What do you mean? How do you ask your maker? You say Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech has something to do with asking an Eitzah. There was by even Meiser, a Tfilah he is Yatsus Nifla. In a practical way, Tfilah is an awesome way of getting advice. Moshe Lomar Shalomash Shamaati Meyechad Mitalmidei HaMashgiach Agoin HaTzadik Rabbi Rucham Zatzal Mimir. The mirror of Mashgiach, the famous Rabbi Yeruchim. She'echad mi bechirei talmidav hayitzarech ma'eza sibel and nisoy le'ir gedoy le'varsha. One of his close talmidim needed to travel to the big city. You know, they lived in the Mir. The Mir was a backwater. If you ever read All for the Boss, worth reading, you get a sense of what the Mir looked like in those days when Feinberg was there and when Robertson Shane was there. they didn't have running water. No, Mamash was primitive. I don't think it's probably much bigger than or more advanced today. But in those days, for sure, it was a backwater. So he had to go to the big city. He had to go to Warsaw. Oros Kamachafotsov, he's going to the Tzetle Derech. He packed his few things, his few possessions, and off he was on his way. He was planning to go. Before you go, you go to the Mashgiach to get a bracha. Say goodbye. You don't just leave town. There's a locha. Before you leave town, you should go get permission. You go get a bracha from the Rav. They went to the Mashgiach. The Mashgiach's room was very high up in the Aliyah. He had to go up a whole bunch of stairs to get there. When he got to the first step, he said, "One second, what am I going to tell the Mashgiach that because of this and this, I have to go to Varsha? You leave the yeshiva, go to Varsha? A lot come in Madragot, but not the shuv. What am I going to tell the Mashgiach? Listen, this is the reason. The Natsa come upon me. On the way up, every few moments, he would stop and think. He got to the door and then he stopped. He stopped, he looked around, he saw the steps. He got to the door and he went back and he unpacked his stuff. He realized that's not the way you go to Varsha. That's not how you do things. So what's the Maisa here? The Kama Nifla Sipu Poshutze. It's Poshut Maisa. Malka was going from the Mir, he was going to Varsha for whatever reason, went up to meet the Mashgiach to say goodbye, to get a brocha. Stopped, thought, where am I going? What am I going to tell him where I'm going? Next step, to realize for himself, sir, I'm not going. The Kivan Shiskoinen Lahatzis, et Nisibois of Lifne Adam Godel, Baal Bikoret Vaboichen Emes. He was going to present his case. He was going to give the reasons why he was going to Varsha in front of an Adam Godel. Person who Rabbi Yeruchim saw the truth, he saw straight through you. You couldn't fool Rabbi Yeruchim. Yeruchim looked at you, he saw straight through you. Before you go in front of a person like that, you better check out that you've processed yourself through the furnace of MS. When you check yourself out, maybe you realize there's a bit of vested interest here. It's not the MSDIC what you're doing. He'd never have to go into his Rebbe to get the Eitzah because he worked it out for himself. She said, I don't have to go. What's got to do with Tfilah? Yesh bo bin yona oid to elis tzadit atzuma. There's a major side benefit here. What's making your tefillah besides tefillah, which is worim sh'ayndim berumah shalila? Well, there's a side benefit. Umarumas b'mayim ha'chazal ha'melech pakoi necho. That Gemara we brought. Go to the king, your creator, to ask him, you know, before you go on a journey. Lamo l'ratzoi sadvorim sh'reitz alasis le'akolosh bohu shizbarach elokim emes. God explained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stand in front of him, explain to him what it is you want to do and why you want to do it, because he's Elohim Emes. Tefillah becomes a moment of truth. He also sees straight through you. And you're busy discussing what you're going to tell Hashem. Am I going? Why am I going? Why am I doing this? Why do I want this? Why don't I want this? This Baruch Hu that we told you about. Let's say the Mashiach wasn't there, so he wouldn't be able to go to the Mashiach. So he'd stand up in Shmoneh Esrei in the or davening or any place, he would stand up in front of Hashem and say, Hashem, listen, I need to go to Varsha. And I'm going to Varsha, please help me to be Matzliach because I'm going to do Aleph Bet Gimel. You're standing in front of the Boira Olam. Hashem Elokim Emes. Umadamari tosh to kach v'kach heimat vorim shutzarich. I need this, and that's where I'm going. I need to go. Yeah, what about this? No. Oh, miyada tofes tawuso benechitzoi sadova be'emes v'echoyze bo miyad. He would then realize, 1 second, that doesn't make any sense. There's a log yoni. What you just said, you know, sometimes you think something and you start talking it out to somebody, you suddenly realize I'm talking nonsense. You're standing in front of Hashem Elokim Emes. Elokim Emes. And he explained to you why you have to go to Varsha. You study start yaring. Okay, but said, I'm not going to Varsha. You'll grab your mistake and you'll go back. But him says, and that's what the Gemara is saying according to this. It's a way to kapshata. Before you go on a journey, Go talk it out with Hashem. When? In davening, Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillas HaDerech. One thing, why are you going on a journey now? No, because I have to take care of this and this and this and this. Oh, really? Well, 1 second. What about this? What about? And then you'll get it. You'll get a proper Eitzah from the Boir Olam, and then you'll see. You'll do what you have to do. Nifla. There's so much wisdom in this sefer. It's ridiculous. We have to stop here, but Netzach Hashem will. There's one more paragraph here. We'll have to try and finish that next week. Niflach. It is a regular MS. Of course, you have to be awake. You have to be thinking about what you say, not just bumbling the words out. But yeah, in a moment of MS, you can take advice. It often happens. I know it often happens to me. I've got to say, I've worked it out. Say, Mamash, I have to do this. You don't have to talk to Chochem. Just talk to anyone who's objective. Talk to your Chavrusa, talk to a friend or whatever. You start talking out and you go, what am I talking? It's not nonsense. Doesn't make sense. It made perfect sense 10 minutes ago when I was saying it to myself. So you start telling somebody else's. And that's one of the major side benefits, a big side benefit of Tfilah. So regis al emes. And you're talking out MS, you're seeing the MS as before you go on a journey, discuss it with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, see whether it's a good idea to go or not. I was having a
the same one.
Just 1 second.